Now, someone who does care and is very passionate about helping save the Western Force is the Premier of Western Australia, and he's been good enough to give us a few moments of his time. Mark McGowan, welcome to Perth Live.
Yeah, hi, Oliver.
Mr. McGowan, what do you plan to do here? Will you stand with Andrew Forrest with the Western Force and try and fight this appeal in the courts?
Yes, we'll provide assistance towards that. But I just want to make this point. We did everything the ARU asked in order to support the retention of the Western Force in the competition. And if you go back some years, the state governors actually invested over $135
million. $135
million
has been invested in rugby.
If you added up the upgrades to NIB Stadium, $95 million, $17 million into the Western Force headquarters, and $25 million towards the team's Super Rugby licence. Now, that is an enormous sum of money. And I also want to get to the bottom of how all that money was spent without there being a guarantee that the team would stay in the competition. And I think there needs to be some questions answered there.
Massively, but, Premier, because we have also in 2019, we had earmarked a Bledisloe Cup fixture here for the Wallabies versus the All Blacks. And I would assume that with an understanding here by the previous government to try and get this fixture confirmed here for Western Australia, we'd still have a team.
Yeah, well, the Bledisloe will be coming here in 2019. It's a pretty big deal, the Bledisloe, and it attracts tourists, and I support that. But what we also offered the ARU was a bring forward of the payment for the Bledisloe, which is millions of dollars, a bring forward of the payment for the Bledisloe, and on the condition the Western Force stays in the rugby competition. So I'm pretty annoyed that all of that money was spent. We've lost the team. We did everything the ARU asked of us. And I want to get to the bottom of why all of that money was spent without an assurance as to the team staying in the competition.
And we had a licensed premier until 2020 for a franchise here in Western Australia. It's only 2017.
Well, exactly. All these things need to be answered. And if Andrew Forrest is supporting legal action, well, then I agree with that. We're not going to spend any more money. Already enough money's been spent, but we'll do whatever we can without spending more money to ensure we support that legal challenge. I just think the ARU doesn't get it. In Melbourne, rugby is not strong. In Western Australia, with a lot of expats and a lot of people from Britain and South Africa and homegrown supporters, it is quite strong. And I just don't think they get the strength of support for the team.
Premier, it's Joe McManus here.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. What chance do you think, you know, you've got a legal background, what chance is there of this being overturned through legal proceedings?
Well, it depends upon what was in any of the agreements and the contracts entered into to secure the Western Force. But as I said, and I'll repeat it again, a lot of money was invested by the state of Western Australia, not my government, but the former government, to getting the Western Force here and keeping it here. And I just want to see if there were any assurances, any contracts, any oral agreements, written agreements, to ensure that the Force stayed in the competition, because if there wasn't, there should have been.
Premier Matt Tinney here. You say that everything has been done to keep the Western Force in the competition. What's the crux of this issue? Why have they kicked us out?
Well, they haven't formally advised me. We wrote to them a number of times and we didn't get responses. I called the CEO of ARU there some months ago to indicate the state had done a lot and we'd expect that they'd respect that. They haven't given me formal advice, but it's clear for some reason they've gone in favour of the Melbourne team over the Western Australian team, and I think they need to be clear about why they did that as well.
Premier, we all feel this afternoon like it's been a kick in the guts, and that's what a number of our listeners are saying to us as well. I'm sure that was one of the first things that you thought as well. Where did you receive the news, and how did you feel?
Oh, I learnt about it from a media report.
Yeah, that's disgraceful.
You know, that treats us pretty poorly as well. I just don't think they, you know, they haven't thought this through, and they're taking on some pretty powerful people in Andrew Forrest and the Western Force support base, Tony Howarth, the West Australian government, particularly considering everything that was done for them in the past that they asked for. Now, we, as I said, the one thing we did that was very concrete was an offer of a bring forward of the Bledisloe Cup money. They asked us to do that. We did that, and they've ignored it. So whatever their decision-making processes are, whoever has made this decision inside the ARU, they've treated Western Australia with a great deal of disrespect.
Maybe we need to ask for all those millions of dollars that we've invested back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I just hope somewhere inside this inside government in Western Australia, there were assurances given. There is a letter or a contract, an assurance that the team would remain here, because that was an extraordinary amount of money that was invested. I just hope that there was some assurance that the team would remain, considering that amount of money.
Premier, thank you so much for joining us on the press conference on Perth Live this afternoon.
Thanks very much.